Well, that one took a little while, but you'll take it. You got off to the big lead, and give them credit, I guess, a little bit. They kept wanting to peck away.
Yeah, they got guys that can swing it, and then we just lost command of the zone and didn't get ahead, and they took advantage of that. Then we started walking guys, and, you know, that's been uncharacteristic so far. So, you know, hopefully it's not a sign of things to come.
But overall, I think you have to be pleased with what you've gotten out of your first six games. Five straight wins after a tough opening game. You're in a pretty good spot here early in the season.
Yeah, we've played well so far. Hopefully we can continue it. And, you know, we got some more pieces that we're adding. And it'll be nice to give a couple of these guys a day off every now and then. It's nice to have a day off tomorrow and you know, just keep going.
Having a lot of arms helps, and they look pretty good again tonight, especially your young guys from Saskatoon. We see Rude finishing things off. Jaeger with a good start here tonight.
Yeah, those guys did well. You know, Merrick, there's a couple long innings there, and, you know, put him back out there in the fifth, try to get the win for him, and, you know, he had another long rest in between that inning, and that kind of probably affected him a little bit, started leaving the ball up. But, you know, he's dominant through four innings for us, and then Rude came in and did well.
What's it like to have number 20 back in the lineup?
It's nice. Nice to see him, and I'm sure glad he's on our team.
You know, in terms of Carter coming in, what does it provide for yourself as manager, just with options in general, knowing that you have him in the leadoff hole and then can kind of tinker throughout the lineup and not having to worry about number one?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, like I've said 100 times, he comes to the park the same every single day, and you know, that's the mentality we want to have, just stay level every single day, be the same person every day, and it's nice to have it in a leadership role for him and just, you know, trickle down on everybody.
Has there been anything since he's made that leap to Division One that you've seen, you know, a market improvement in this game coming over in the second year here?
Well, I mean, he just got here today, and I mean, you know, walked his first at bat, a triple, a second at bat, so I mean, kind of just rolling right where he left off.
You know, you mentioned preseason and ahead of that first game, you're going to be looking for him in kind of that leadership role, especially for the new players into the organization. What specific things are you going to be looking for him in helping to bring the new guys around here?
Just with him, just pretty much doing what he does, you know, just, you know, coming to the park every day, you know, playing 100% like he always does, and just being himself is a big thing. Then guys will follow that.
Just with Merrick, you know, coming up from the academy, what's that like watching his progression and transition here to a summer collegiate ball?
You know, for him, I mean, he's still in grade 12 this year, so for him to come in and throw against college hitters and be as successful as he's been is you know, real positive and just a tribute to his work ethic and just, you know, the way he's developed over the last couple of years.
A big part of this organization has been that Barry's Academy. So what's it like to have, you know, a recruit getting into games here in the WCBL, and what's it going to mean for down the line for the Academy?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's, you know, that's part of the reason why we're doing it, is to have kids, you know, start younger and then come through the Academy and then play for us in the summer. And it's really nice to see.
Let me touch back on your team defensively. You had a few errors through the first six games, yet I think your defensive play, though, is pretty darn good, and a lot of it is just trying to do something when there really isn't something there.
Yeah, defensively, I think we've been playing pretty good so far. Mason made another nice, great play today, and you know, there's going to be some errors here and there and stuff, but I think, you know, right now we're making enough really good plays to make up for those errors.